shaky start this morning, going in at 17 for 3, I think it was. Especially the way I've been seeing the ball recently. I wasn't backing myself, but, you know, on a wicket like that, it sometimes suits my game to go out there and try and put the pressure back on them. And fortunately, today, my edges came off and didn't go to hand.
A couple of steps down to the quicks.
Yeah, well, it's quite easy on those sort of pitches for bowlers to get into rhythm and find their lengths quite easily. So it was Clarkie that mentioned it. It was just like, because I was struggling to get myself going, really, try and get my feet going, because just purely lack of form, searching a little bit. And it actually got me going, and then they started bowling a bit worse. Their lengths dropped, which fed into my cut. So it was a plan that sort of came off.
Disappointing not to get to three figures, but it was a pretty decent catch.
Yeah, it was a good catch, and I think he took a good one off Ross as well. And Burnsy said even prior to that he's one of the best he's seen in there. So it is what it is. You know me, it's 93 from a position where we were really struggling. So that's first and foremost that we got out of that position and win a good position now.
Did you think, what, 260 odd? Did you think that was a decent score in the end?
Well, yeah, even when, to be honest, 200 from where we were, it gives you a chance at taking some early poles and trying to get them maybe even 5, 6, 7 down behind 200 and then having a little dip. But 260, we couldn't be happier, really, especially after that spell with Tungy. That's honestly one of the best spells I've kept to. Mitch said it down at Glamorgan, actually. There's going to be times where he gets that. He has those spells. He clicks. He hits the zone regularly. And today it came off.
Yeah, it was and the catches stuck. I mean, there was three pretty decent catches in that.
Clarkie was really surprised. Like, you could tell by our reaction, Clarkie couldn't believe it. mine stuck as well, and I think momentum is a funny thing. Like, things like that happen. Clarkie sticks, then we get mine two for one hander. I don't know, the next over, and it's funny how it works like that.
And as you say, and as we've said many times, Worcestershire bat deep, don't they? And now you've got Josh Tong coming in at 10, getting 40-odd.
Yeah, he's a very good player, Tungy. Very strong off the front foot, and I think he showed that today. On a slow wicket, he almost kind of bullied the medium pacers. He's a strong lad, he hits through the line, and he's got some crucial runs for us today.
Yeah, and a local boy as well.
Exactly, yeah. Get him signed up.
He's an incredible prospect, though, isn't he?
Yeah. But for someone of his age, yeah, to do what he does, stack an area consistently, shape it late, and at the pace he does, it's freakish.
Especially
look around the country, there's not many players that are like him right now. So it's good for us, and hopefully he doesn't get taken off us too soon.